Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Elisheva Schmidman from Jerusalem, and today we will be learning about the sixth bracha of Shemona Esrei, Slach Lanu, a request for forgiveness. On the heels of the previous blessing, where we ask God to help us repent and return to Him, we now ask God to forgive us and pardon us for two types of sins, chataim, unintentional sins, and psha'im, intentional sins. In the style of vidoy, confession, we lightly bang on our chest as we mention these broad categories of sins. Many questions arise from this bracha, and today we will focus on three. First, why are we asking God to forgive us after the bracha of repentance? Shouldn't we first confess our sins and only then repent? Second, we start the bracha with the following words, Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, michal lanu malkenu ki fashanu. Forgive us our Father, for we have unintentionally sinned. Pardon us our King, for we have intentionally sinned. Why do we need two terms to connote forgiveness, forgive and pardon? The third and final question, also based on the bracha's opening, is why, when speaking of God forgiving our unintentional sins, we relate to God as our Father, but when speaking of our intentional sins, we relate to God as our King. What happens when we sin? Rabbi David Aaron, in his book on Tefillah, Soul-Powered Prayer, points to two significant repercussions of sin. First, the relationship with the one we wronged is harmed. And second, we incur consequences for the wrongdoing. Accordingly, we require two forms of repair. Forgiveness, slicha, which Rabbi Aaron describes as repairing the relationship, and pardon, mechila, which eliminates the consequences. If I dent someone's car, asking for forgiveness is not enough. Rather, I also have to pay for the damages. Only if the wrongs would forego the payment would I be free from the consequences. With this in mind, we can now turn to why we relate to God as our Father when mentioning our unintentional sins and as our King when speaking of our intentional sins. The Aras Tvash, or Rav Yonasan Eibschitz, who lived in 18th century Poland, raises an important distinction between chataim, unintentional sins, and psha'im, intentional sins. Based on a Gemara in Beitza, he explains that chataim refer to when we do the same sin once or twice, whereas psha'im are when we do the same sin at least three times. As we already mentioned in the name of Rabbi Aaron, sin causes a breach in a relationship. It creates distance and rupture. So long as we only repeat the same sin a few times, and unintentionally, though we have created distance in our relationship with God, the relationship is still there. As Rav Yonasan Eibschitz explained, we can still look to God as our Father and us as His child. However, if we intentionally sin multiple times, we are essentially showing that we don't care about that relationship, and thus we move from the father-child relationship to a much more distant and removed king-servant relationship. From forgive us our Father we have sinned unintentionally, we have moved due to our actions to pardon us our King for we have intentionally sinned and created a fissure in our relationship. Often, at different periods in our life, we might relate to God differently, sometimes as our Father and others as our King. What's powerful about Slach Lanu and the interpretation of the Aras Tvash is that it highlights that we have the autonomy to define our relationship with God. Hashem is always there for us, always wants us to return, and is abundantly gracious and forgiving, as we say in the conclusion of the bracha. However, we have to show God that we want to relate to Him as children, that we aren't just servants, but we want a deeper and closer relationship. Perhaps we can now better understand why the bracha of repentance comes before the blessing of forgiveness. Forgiveness is more than just a pardon, more than just a request for the removal of punishment. The fact that we close the bracha of Slach Lanu with only the term forgive and not pardon, despite having mentioned both earlier, highlights that we are aiming for more than just a pardon, but for complete forgiveness. Ultimately, Slach Lanu is a request to repair our relationship with God, to return to a positive father-child relationship and not merely a king-servant relationship. For that to be successful, we first need the desire to be in such a relationship, to come close to God. If we are not invested in a relationship, then any apology we give the other person is merely transactional. It loses the essence of what an apology should be. When, however, we first express to God our desire to be close to Him, Then when we subsequently confess our wrongdoings and ask for forgiveness, we are conveying to God that the relationship matters. We regret what we did and want to repair the closeness we once felt. We aren't just afraid of punishment. Slach Lanu reminds us that God is always there, ready to fully forgive us. We have the unique opportunity to reach out to God, to express to Him that we see Him as our Father and that we are His children. Through forgiveness, we can repair the relationship that we breached and constantly work towards feeling that connection with and closeness to God as our ever-loving, positive Father figure. Thank you for learning together.